How well equipped is Lebanon to deal with additional capacity?
In order to answer that, I just do want to first say bring forward the fact that Lebanon is a quarter of the size of Switzerland, and it has a population of 4 million people. And had you asked me this question last year, I would have told you we had 8,000 refugees here, Syrian refugees registered with us. We had 80,000 by September and 140,000 last December, and now we have 450,000 persons who've approached our office. So it's a staggering amount of people for a country that's this small with a population of only 4 million. And as you mentioned, there's an additional probably 500,000 other Syrians who are also here. So that would tax any country, but it's particularly hard for a country like Lebanon, where most of the refugees are concentrated in areas that are quite economically stretched and depressed themselves. So the country is not well equipped to manage this crisis. It needs a lot more resources. Currently, we're only 48% funded from the last interagency appeal, which was based on a refugee population of just 300,000 persons. So what we're faced with is a huge crisis of probably unprecedented proportions for Lebanon, and that is crying out for additional support from the international community in order to not only be able to meet the needs of refugees, but to also guarantee the stability of Lebanon.
What can you tell us about the current influx rate of refugees from Syria?
Presently, we're getting 4,200 persons approaching our office every single day. Most of these people, 60-70%, are recently arrived. Last month in April, we registered 80,000 individuals. It's staggering. Last month we were probably more like 90,000. We'll do the same in May. They come with completely very traumatized. Most of them have been displaced. Many of them have been displaced already within Syria. They come because their homes have been destroyed, their family members killed. They've witnessed unspeakable horrors. Some children can't even speak. They come with the clothes on their back. They need food. They need medical attention. They need education. They need shelter. It's a terrible tragedy.
The influx of all these large numbers of refugees is causing huge pressures on the host community. There are reports of complaints from Lebanese, and even as much as we hear about protests in the north about Syrians taking jobs. After 2 years of conflict and with this constant influx, do you sense cracks appearing in Lebanon's legendary hospitality?
We do see cracks appearing. I mean, what's an incredible story is that they haven't appeared before now. 2 years of this, 2 years. We have many hundreds of Lebanese families who have accepted strangers into their homes for long periods of time. But yes, we're starting to see strains, because in every community there's pressure on schools. The Lebanese have allowed the Syrian children to enter public schools, but the schools are under-equipped. We see pressure on healthcare facilities. Lebanese now having to wait longer in order to see doctors because there are also Syrians who are also making demands on healthcare systems. We see pressures on water and sanitation, and we also see pressures in terms of employment with Syrian workers who traditionally have worked in jobs that Lebanese have been unwilling to do, but now also expanding into other areas and pushing down, creating a downward pressure on wages, which is also of concern. Coupled at the same time when the Lebanese economy has been impacted quite severely by the Syrian crisis itself in terms of reduced trade and that sort of thing. So yes, we do start seeing cracks.
Last month, President Michel Sleiman called for an international conference to discuss establishing UN-protected camps inside Syria. If the mass influx continues at the current rate, do you think camps inside Syria or Lebanon is a viable option?
Either way, you need government approval. In Lebanon, there has not been a political decision to set up camps. We have identified areas where there could be camps, and we are working with the government. Should they want camps, we'll be ready to go. In terms of camps within Syria, again, as long as the government of Syria is there and recognized government authority, you need the approval of the government. And anything other than that, you would need an approval of the Security Council. So that's not an issue that I see right now on the horizon. I'm dealing with Lebanon, certainly in terms of Lebanon, should the government say it's time to move to camps, UNHCR is ready to assist.
I spoke to some refugees who said that they would not be advising their relatives to come and join them because life in Lebanon was very difficult and to survive due to the high costs and difficulties to find work. Is this something which you're seeing as a general trend?
Yes, most people are very reluctant to leave their homes, to leave their own country. And this is not, life in that Lebanon is exceedingly hard. So people only get to come here who are really desperate.
There are reports of Hezbollah members fighting alongside the Syrian regime within Syria, and the sectarian rhetoric has been ratcheted up over the last few weeks in Lebanon. How worried are you about a spillover of the conflict into Lebanon?
I think everybody in Lebanon is always concerned about that at every level. So far, it's been remarkable how the rhetoric has been very muted and people have pulled themselves back. Prior to the Syrian influx, I think it was even more dramatic, the kinds of dialogue that would happen here. It's not been, people have pulled themselves back from inflammatory remarks and statements. But certainly, when it happens, we do worry. We worry about the security of Lebanon, the security of the refugees and of the Lebanese people and our own humanitarian workers in areas where tensions are quite high.
UNHCR's funding shortfall forced you to make cuts to your healthcare activities. What can you tell us about the funding situation at the moment? How desperate is it? And can we expect any further cuts?
I think what we can see is as the number of refugees increases, our ability to keep up a response that meets all needs diminishes as we go on. We have had some very generous contributions in the recent week, which has provided us a much-needed buffer and allowed us to maintain very basic services, which we predict will continue and hopefully till the end of the year. But we will have to target assistance, and that's true in operations all around the world. And it means that we can't meet 100% of the needs of all refugees. So we make painful choices. Healthcare is one of those areas where we are prioritizing covering as many primary healthcare needs as possible as a way of preventing secondary illnesses from developing. It's not a perfect solution, but it's the best we can do at present.